one way I'm proud. I am a proud shitholer. My family was called wops and mackerel eaters. I'm proud of that. We came when people from Ireland and Italy were seen as dirty people, dirty Catholics who didn't belong in a Protestant country. Shitholers built this country 110 years ago. They were called slopers and slant eyes. Chinese people who built this country. Shitholers from Japanese internment camps stayed in those camps as American citizens. And that's a legacy that we bear shame for today. Shitholers who escaped Guatemala and El Salvador, civil wars that we participated in, built this country. I work for shitholers who protected this country after 9/11. George Tenet is a first generation Greek. I guess he's a shitholer. Jose Rodriguez was the head of counterterrorism at CIA. He's a Puerto Rican. I guess he's not welcome. I'm proud today. I'm proud to be a shitholer, and I want a t-shirt. Hashtag I am them. Proud. It's us. Yeah. I'm proud. Yeah. Let's stand against this and say it's not about black people and it's not about white people from Norway. It's about the people who built America and who we denigrated until we became ashamed and we realized that's inappropriate. And we're learning the lesson again today.
I got to tell you, you know, I said that I'm not outraged by this, and that, but others should be. Everyone can't be outraged. It's not my position to be outraged.
Yeah.
But what you said brought tears to my eyes because it's just so offensive. And I can't see how anyone can make excuses for that. This is about pure racism. That's all it is. And to say otherwise, it's either being in deep denial or being cunningly deceiving.
I've seen these conversations that this is economic. So let's be clear. A white honky from Norway can come here, but a black dude from Haiti can't. What does that tell you in an America that that in one generation called you a nigger? What does that tell you, Don? I can tell you that what that tells a honky like me. We're no different than we were a generation ago, and we're learning the same lessons that we learned when we called a Chinese man a slant eye, when we called a man from Guatemala a spick and a wetback, and we called a black man a nigger. That's what it tells me. We got a ways to learn, but we can step back and say we're proud because I spoke this on CNN. 30-1, the emails I got were saying, you speak for us, and we are not from Africa, and we're not from Norway. We're from Italy. We're from Ireland. We're from Greece. Every single one of them was from a place where they would say, hey, hashtag, I'm one of them. Mm.